With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. All of the nation's living presidents plan to attend Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
When the outgoing Biden administration gives way to the incoming Trump administration on Monday, former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama will be there to witness the peaceful transfer of power. The former First Ladies also will attend, except for Michelle Obama. It'll be the second such gathering in under 2 weeks. All of the living presidents attended this month's state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter here in Washington. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
TikTok's app was removed from prominent app stores earlier this evening, just before a federal law that would have banned the popular social media platform was scheduled to go into effect. Donald Trump says he most likely will give them 90 more days to work out a deal that would allow the popular video sharing platform to avoid a U.S. ban. He said in an NBC News interview today that he hasn't decided what to do, but considering granting TikTok a reprieve after he's sworn into office on Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, just plain old cold weather across a large part of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be very, very wintry in nature, very cold temperatures, well below normal temperatures, even here for the middle of January. And we're going to have certainly a winter storm threat as well. That just takes us into Inauguration Day itself.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the ceasefire in Gaza will not begin until Hamas provides the names of the three hostages it is set to release later today in exchange for scores of Palestinian prisoners. It was unclear if the dispute had been resolved when the deadline for the truce to begin passed at 8:30 local time. Hamas blamed the delay in handing over the names on technical field reasons. Israel, meanwhile, announced that it had recovered the body of Oren Shaul, a soldier who was killed in the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. Good news for pro-life groups in Canada. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism has reared its head in Australia again. Police in Sydney say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month following several incidents in Australia to end last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says is considering the latest attacks, saying that they are abhorrent and need to stop. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. This is SRN News. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn says new leadership under President Trump will mark a departure from the weaponization of the justice system that took place during the Biden administration.
I think both Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are committed to restoring the FBI and the Department of Justice to its previous nonpartisan equal justice orientation, and it couldn't come a day too soon.
John Cornyn adds he's optimistic the Senate will get a chance to confirm scores of highly qualified Trump judicial nominations, just as it did during his first term.
And I'm particularly excited about the fact that we were able to confirm three new Supreme Court justices. I think President Trump will have a chance to fill one or two more seats on that court before he's through, which is going to be a permanent legacy.
Starbucks plans an unspecified number of layoffs as it restructures its corporate staff. The coffee giant needs to ensure all work is a clear, accountable owner. This is SRN News.